Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and I am back with another. You know what? I'm not even gonna pretend on y'all. Y'all can be mad. Y'all listen. I would be mad if I was y'all too. Y'all been following me. It's been since about, I don't even know when I last did a podcast, but as of today, today is Monday. I am back to bring y'all some more podcasts. I am sorry. I have let y'all down. I've been doing a lot of stuff. A lot's been going on. due to Anchor trying to tell me certain things I could say. I wanted to stop. Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to come back. Then I was like, nah, you know what? But podcasting's hard. And the reason why is because inconsistency. Now, not just for me, because even at times when I was consistent, I would get inconsistency sometimes from the fans. And that's okay. I mean, this is what we have to deal with. And I know the devil didn't want me doing this to, you know, change lives and save lives and marriages. But I'm back. You know, a lot of people's hit me up and they're like, what happened? What is going on with you, Dre? What is, like, are you just like, what? But listen, I'm back. I'm going to try my best every week to release an episode, even if it's talking about chicken. I'm at that point because I owe you guys that. But let's get into this topic for this episode. And the question is that a lot of people have been asking me. I don't know why it's been such a big thing as of late. It was trending on Twitter a few months back. And people still ask me about it. I got inboxes, voice messages on Anchor about this. The question is, if a man cheats, does it give him... So when a man cheats, if the woman is doing everything bad, and vice versa, if the woman cheats and the man's doing things bad, do they get leeway and do they get a push? Now, this question is a tough question. It's tougher than a lot of people think. The biggest thing everyone's going to say is you shouldn't cheat if you're married. Like me personally, I wouldn't cheat. I wouldn't cheat regardless. But the answer to that question is, so I'm going to take a scenario. A man is married to a woman. He thought that everything was going to be great, or a woman's married to a man and she thought everything was going to be great. She loves God. He loves God. They go to church. You get what I'm saying. So now I'm just going to reference him as he. So this man, because a lot of times, you know why I'm doing that? Because a lot of times people think that I just go for the woman. Like I've got messages where it's like, well, Dre, you know, you ever going to talk about how the woman treat us? Like we get hurt too. So you know what? I'm going to go with the opposite this time. I'm going to speak for the man's perspective. Even though I do still believe that majority of the time that someone cheats, it's the man cheating. But, you know, that's he, say, whatever you want to say. And women nowadays are a lot more vicious than before. But still, truth is truth. But anyways, the question I got from one man was, he said, I have cheated on my wife multiple times. But I have a reason to. I said, what gives you that reason? He says, because everything she does is the opposite of what I want in life. I said, well, that doesn't give you permission. He said, but this is what she does. She never wants to have sex with me. We're married. Never wants to lay with me. Never wants to have sex with me. It's always about she's tired. She's drained. She's exhausted. That's it. I said, okay, well, look, you know, that's still not enough to cheat. There is no reason to cheat, but that's still not enough to cheat. What else? Then she doesn't like to have fun. She doesn't want to go out. She doesn't want to do anything. It's all about, you know, let's lay down, let's watch Netflix. Can we go to the movies? I ask her, and her response is, I don't want to go to the movies. I'm tired. We can watch movies here. We got Showbox. We got Netflix. Let's just Netflix and chill, whatever. Then he's like, okay, I still cater to that. But then, you know, of course, as a man, I'm going to be sitting there and I'm not going to just be able to Netflix and chill or watch a movie. I'm going to want to try to slide. You know what I mean? Like, that's hard. How can I try to holler? You know, how can I watch a movie with my wife, not my girl, with my wife and not want to touch her? And I'm like, I mean, I get your pain. You know, if she's in that type of mood and you thinking it's going to be. And then, of course, the first thing you hear is when he tries to touch her is, we're trying to watch a movie. Like, why you always got to be freaky? Why you always got to try to... Why does it always have to be about that? And in his mind, he's explaining to me, it's been months since we last do that. So how is it all about that? You know what I mean? So it comes down to that situation. Then he's telling me, you know, another reason I chose. I hear that and I say, okay, that's another, what else? I still don't see where we're going at, because no committed adultery never happened. Then he's like, then every time I want to go buy something, anytime I want to do anything, I want to get myself something, maybe a video game, maybe some sneakers, it's always no. Like, I feel like I'm being controlled. Like, he felt, to him, he felt that his wife was controlling him. Like, he didn't have, like, he had a leash on him all the time. Now, from my view, me and my wife had learned to balance that, but it took years. You know, he's been married for 3 years now, but in me and my wife's perspective, it took years to get to that point. Like, our first few years were terrible with that. I've had podcasts where I talked about that. It was tough. It was hard because we were, like, battling over who gets to spend what and how to spend. And, you know, she wanted her stuff. I wanted my stuff. And, you know, it led to war and stuff. But I told her, I told him, in this situation, it's different because is she keeping you from blowing money that's used for bills and all that type of stuff? And he's like, I mean, some of it's for bills, but not a lot. Like, sometimes I'll just say, can I get $10 to get something to eat? And it's no. Now, that's a force. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crossing lines. You know what I mean? I don't agree with that. But it all depends. If it's bill money and stuff and you can't spend it, just don't spend it. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. That's not something you can mess with. It's you know, we learn as men. We're boys. But we do learn as men to stop acting immature and understand that bills come first. Anyways, then I say, okay, that's another thing. What else? And this still doesn't validate cheating to me. Like, still not. Then he says, what's the next thing he told me? He said, oh, he tells me the other problem we have is that she's always complaining about how her body looks, even when I tell her she looks good, and when I tell her she's this and that, and this and that, she's always complaining about how her body looks. Women naturally do that. I explain to him, women are going to naturally do that. And it does get a little irritating when you keep hearing over and over again. But, you know, a female knows what they want about themselves. They know how they want to be. They know where they want to be at. And, you know, he says he doesn't want her getting skinny because he likes her being the way she is. Like, she's gotten thick, and he likes that. And I'm the same way. Like, I like my wife the way she is, but she wants to lose weight. But if that's what makes her happy, you know, do it, as long as it ain't too much. You know what I mean? But I know it makes her happy. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. So he says she wants to lose weight and he likes her better now. Before she was like a toothpick, but now she's like thick. So it's like, it's hard for him to, you know, to rail into that. You know what I mean? So I understood it. But then I asked him, I said, so once again, what does all this do with leading to cheating? Like, it just sounds like you found reasons to cheat, because I've been through all this and I never cheated on my wife. I didn't need to. So the question to me is, well, the question that he asked me was, do you not think that this is enough? Do you not think that it's ever fair for a man to cheat on his wife when his wife is doing everything wrong? And I said, well, this is the unfortunate part. Biblical wise, she didn't cheat on you. And she hasn't committed adultery. She hasn't did anything. So you can't cheat on her. It doesn't give you permission to cheat. Listen, there are women out there that are lazy. There are men out there that are lazy. There are people that don't live up to your expectations and your standards. But that does not mean you can just go cheat. If that was the case, me and my wife would have never been married, because when we first got married, it was hell. And I didn't cheat on her. She did everything he said. I went close to the same thing. Not all of that, but I did go through a lot of those similarities. I didn't cheat. Those can't be things that make you cheat. There is no excuse for you to cheat. Any man that cheats on a woman, or any woman that cheats on a man, I feel the opposite, whoever the other person is. So, like, if you're the man and the woman cheats on you, or if you're the woman and the man cheats on you, you have automatic permission to leave that person. I believe you have every right to say, I just won't do it with you no more. I will not be married to you. Now, you can work it out. I've seen women where a man would cheat and they'll say, it was my fault. It was all my fault why you cheated. I just shouldn't have done. You may have been a big part of that. You may have been the reason for that, but you cannot take fault for another man being out here and cheating on you, or another woman being out here cheating on you. Men, a lot of times, I should have paid more attention to her. I should have. Listen, I'm with all that. If you feel guilty about it, that's different, but that still does not give you or the other person accessibility to cheat on the other. It just doesn't work. It doesn't even come off right. It's wrong. So to me, the answer to that question is, you have the right to, this is why you need God. When you have a problem like this, you go to your other and you tell your other, I love you, but this is what you're doing wrong. A, B, C, D. I told him, go to your wife and tell her, I don't know if I want to be with you no more because these are all the things you're doing wrong. And try to fix it. Rely on God. Seek God. The Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. I feel like a lot of times we do that. That's the problem. But all you have to do is say, you know what? I'm not going to blame you. But it might be both of us. Let us pray. Let us figure this out. Not just automatically, I got to cheat. Why? Can we negotiate? Can we talk about what we got to do? I feel like now people, and then what happens is after the cheating happens, then all of a sudden you feel, well, actually, I'm not even going to get into that because that's going to be another podcast. That's a whole nother podcast. I'm hitting y'all with episodes. So I'm not even going to get into that because I got a whole thing for after you cheat and after the person leaves you, all of a sudden you feel the regret. You want to get your life right with God and all that stuff. I got that one coming up next. Get ready for that. But to answer to my question is, there is no accessibility or no reason for you to cheat on your other, even when they cheat on you. If the other person cheats on you, you still don't have the right to cheat. Leave them. Divorce them. Or if you're going to forgive, I wouldn't. If I cheated on my wife, she would probably forgive me. But if I cheated, if she cheated on me, I wouldn't forgive her. I'm petty like that. I feel that we should both not have a reason to cheat. If I was ever to go across the line, which I know being God-led like I am, I would never. But if something ever happened, like I got knocked out or I don't know, it would never happen. But if it ever did, I could tell you right now, I would tell my wife to divorce me. Even if she says no, I'm going to say no, divorce me. Two kids and everything. Because there's no excuse for that. Grown people now, you're getting older. You're getting grown. There ain't no excuse for that. So that's my answer to that question that people been asking me. I hope y'all out. Thank you guys for listening, tuning in. Please, please, please share. Please continue to follow me. I'm sorry I let y'all down all these months, but I am back and I'm going to be bringing y'all a lot to the table. But thank you guys for listening. I will check you. Peace.